So I've been thinking a lot about this lately, and I just want to say thank you for all the things that you've done for me and all the ways that you've supported me and stood behind me no matter what. And it's just been so amazing. You're amazing. You're by far and away the most incredible person I have ever had the privilege of meeting. You're kind and compassionate. You're hardworking and you're sensible. And one of the things I admire so much about you is that you're level-headed and fair. And you always hear me out without cutting me off or trying to fix it. Oh yes, you'll help me if I need your help. And you've taught me to be able to risk asking for your help, because I know that if you can, you will help me when I get really stuck. And you let me help you when you need it. And I love that about us. I love that we're different and we complement one another, but we're both too equal but different people. And I love how you respect me and admire my intelligence and slow down my hot-headed impulsiveness enough that I can usually find the answer for myself. And that feels so good. It's just so amazing that you can do that for me, with me, and that's probably the thing I like the most about you, is that you don't try and be the knight in shining armor all the time. I don't need someone to rescue me. I'm a smart, intelligent, educated woman, and yes, I have my blind spots and my weaknesses and my flaws, as we all do, but I'm not a child. I has to have somebody taken care of. You know, I'm not somebody who, I said that wrong, who has to be taken care of. I don't have to be with you. I'm not dependent on you. I want to be with you. And that's different because it's a choice. It's not a default. It's not that your last choice or anything like that. I like how we just compliment each other so much. You keep your feelings locked inside, and I wear my heart on my sleeve, and somehow you get me to filter my thoughts a little bit so that I stop putting my foot in my mouth, and I'm able to help you see that it's okay to feel and okay to share those feelings, at least with me. And I don't know, maybe this isn't even making any sense, but I just wanted to thank you for being who you are and for always being there for me and for believing in me when sometimes I...
Oh, I'm gonna cry.
Sometimes I don't believe in myself. And I am
crying. Such a big...
I don't think you know how lost I would be without you. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cry. This is supposed to be about thanking you, but... Oh, sorry. I never had a relationship like this that was two complete people who come together because they choose to be together and because together they're better. Like, they're each complete, but it's like 1 + 1 doesn't equal 2. It's like it equals 3. And, oh, why do I always try and do math in my rambles? This wasn't gonna be a ramble. Okay, back to the... I guess what I'm trying to say is just that even though we're complete people on our own together, we're better. Because you highlight the parts of me that... strengthen the parts of me that need it. And I do that for you, and I just... thank you. I'm so grateful, and I have this feeling of just warmth, and even though you can't tell because I'm crying, this feeling of acceptance and peace and love, and I don't take that for granted. So, thank you. I'm gonna go now. And blow my nose. I'm sorry I cried.